This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A mad sprint to 7:15 here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to Caps Hockey. As the Goodfellas looking to make it two in a row, playing host to the Maple Leafs. No Lars Eller tonight, but that is the big news surrounding the Washington Capitals. The trade that happened yesterday. Our old pal Lars was just here on Friday night as the Penguins came to town and whooped up on our old Washington Capitals, but he is now back. Rocking the red. Caps send a 2025 fifth-round pick and a 2027 third to the Penguins on Tuesday to get the services back of Lars Eller, the Game 5 hero, Lars Eller. So definitely a good feeling if you are a Washington Capitals fan. As I mentioned, 7:30 face-off tonight as they take on Toronto, looking to move to 11-4 on the season. For all of the surprises that we've gotten in this early or halfway through the season, rather, for the Commanders, the first quarter of the season here for the Caps could not have gone any better. If I'm being honest, could not have gone any better. And we'll see tonight whether or not the magic continues, the goal scoring for this team. They've been scoring goals at a clip that we're not used to, quite frankly, around here. So we'll see if they're able to keep that up tonight. We got the Washington Wizards in action tonight as well, looking to snap what doesn't feel like a five-game losing streak, but very much is a five-game losing streak. They're on the road, continuing their West Coast road trip. They take on the San Antonio Spurs. We found out earlier today, in really some sobering, tough news, Spurs head coach Greg Popovich has been out for, I believe it's since the start of the month. I believe it was November 1st. It was reported today suffering from a mild stroke, and he's missed the past six games, and they were previously referring to it as an undisclosed medical episode. We're now knowing that he suffered a mild stroke, and Popovich, at 75 years old, is the oldest coach in NBA history. So this is the difficult reality for the San Antonio Spurs as they move into the Victor Wembanyama era. The health of Greg Popovich definitely going to be something that we talk about a lot. Hopefully it's not something we talk about, I'd rather say. Hopefully this is a one-off, and he is able to have long stretches of good health from here on out, up at least until he decides to hang it up as being one of the elite coaches in the NBA. But nonetheless, Wizards and Spurs coming up tonight, 8 p.m. tip-off. Pre-game coverage gets going over at 7:30 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Wanted to touch on the Wizards here real quick. Playing really good ball right now. I know they've lost five in a row, but to me, the number one thing I would take away from the start of this Wizards season is that the young pups that they have drafted are indeed for real. The trio of Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar, all three of those guys have been tremendous. Now, if you watched the other night against Houston, it was a rough night for our guy Alex Saar, Alperen Sengun, giving Alex Saar buckets. But it doesn't take away my optimism for this basketball team. Let me just make a quick one-off comment about the Wizards before we move on here, because I know what you all are here for if you're here. Man, Kyle Kuzma back into the lineup last game after missing, I believe it was the past four or five games, leads the team in shot attempts, 7 of 18, finishes with just 18 points. So you want to talk about inefficient basketball. I don't know if this is premature, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Based off of the way Kyle played in the games before the injury, and then seeing him the other night in his first game back post-injury, he's shooting 34% from the field. He's played four games this year. So there's the context around. He's only played four games. But he's shooting 34% from the field, and he came back against Houston and didn't think twice. Didn't think twice about passing the basketball. Can I tell you how I know he wasn't thinking about passing the rock? Finished with zero assists. Zero. And if you watch Wizards basketball and watch what this Wizards team has looked like with Kyle Kuzma in the four games he's played, he's in the way. He's taking shots from a Keyshawn George. He's taking shots from Bub Carrington. Those 18 shots that Kyle Kuzma took, there's a trickle-down effect. Bilal Coulibaly, who's been off to a great start, only got 9 shot attempts as a result. Bub Carrington only gets 6 shots up as a result. See what I'm saying here? I think you're at a point right now where you know you're going to be a lottery team. They won't say it, but that's their goal, is to be a lottery team. But it's to be a competitive lottery team. At this point in time, Kyle Kuzma's services are no longer needed here. Now, of course, you want to let him play a little bit and hopefully rehab his trade value, because if any of the 29 teams across the association have watched his four games in D.C. this year, it's been ugly. It hadn't been good. So we'll see the decision that the Wizards make as the season continues to progress. But my early money is on Kyle Kuzma's days in Washington being numbered. He just does not fit. He just doesn't. And if you're a young team, right, trying to establish a culture and build good habits, when Kyle Kuzma's taking the rock 1-on-5, what message is that sending to your other young guys? Oh, that is an acceptable brand of basketball, and quite frankly, it's not. He does not fit the current timeline of this basketball team. He doesn't. He is not a number one player on a championship team. He's not a number two player on a championship team. He doesn't belong here. And I understand the loyalty to the city, love what he's done for the city. But now that I know that Keyshawn George can be able to handle big-time minutes, because let's be real here, Keyshawn George is almost a Kyle Kuzma clone. 6'9", 205 pounds. Kyle Kuzma, 6'9", 220. He is quite literally in the way of Keyshawn George. And now that you know you can compete with your young pups, because you competed in those four games with him out of the lineup. You competed your ass off. You played great. In the five games without Kyle, you look good. So why not just move him? Jordan is out there creating shots for himself and others. Bub Carrington, leading all rookies in assists, has shown the ability to create shots for himself and others. That's the one thing you worry about when you got a roster full of young guys, and why you keep certain guys around, because you got to have somebody that can get you organized. Well, the Wizards don't have that problem, in my opinion. Right now, to me, you got to be picking up the phone on Kyle Kuzma. 100%. And I know it's early. He's only played four games. I get it. But through four games, it's very obvious, very, very obvious, that the fit is just not there. And that's okay. That's okay. What I do love about the young Wizards through the first 9 games of the season, is they play hard. They've lost five in a row. They're in a rough patch right now. But during these five games, for the most part, they've competed. They competed their tails off against the Rockets and was in that game for a majority of it. I look at the game against Orlando, that third quarter run where they outscore you 30-16 is where the game was lost. And it honestly compounds a problem that has existed for this team dating back to last year. The way the Wizards have played coming out of the locker room has been absolutely head-scratching. It just has been. The one ugly loss and the most disappointing loss that I guess the Wiz have had this year was against Memphis on the road the other night with no Ja Morant, no Desmond Bane, no, Zach Edey did play. They were down a lot. I said enough. When you're down Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, you shouldn't lose by 25 points to the Grizzlies. So the consistency's got to improve. But through nine games, anybody who's watched the lick of this team understands that they're way more entertaining to watch now than they were last year. That's it. And that's okay. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Obviously, we're getting to the burgundy and gold here. Big injury news ahead of tomorrow's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Robinson, who has missed the last two games with a hamstring injury, is going to be up and active. He is officially off of the injury report, and I would have to assume he is going to be a full go tomorrow against Philadelphia. And for those of you out there that think Washington has a chance to beat Philly, they wouldn't have without Brian Robinson, in my opinion. He is the straw. If it's not evident, right, there's a big argument to be made that he is the straw that stirs the drink for this team offensively. He just is. They need his physicality. They need his big playability in the run game. They need his ability to break tackles in the run game. Like, all that stuff matters. Where it matters the most and would hurt Washington on Sunday against Pittsburgh, I'll continue to say it, the amount of negative in no game plays that they had killed this group. And if you listen to me regularly here on Overtime, I talk about it ad nauseum. All the time. The key for this offense, the reason they've had so much success, is they stay ahead of the chains by hook or by crook. Whether it's a two-yard Brian Robinson run on first down where he breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, or, you know, whether it's him having first contact made behind the line of scrimmage and he gets back to the line and it's a no gain. Like, that stuff matters. It's the details. And for this offense, it's very clear. When you're down your top two tackles, you don't want to live in obvious passing situations. And when you are unable to stay ahead of the chains, that becomes your reality, unfortunately. And we saw it happen too many times Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talked about this yesterday. And maybe I didn't hit on it enough because you all were incensed about Jaden Daniels and how no one's allowed to say anything negative or else you're going to show up to my house with pitchforks and TP my apartment. Can you TP an apartment? I guess you can't.
Never tried.
Never. I'm glad that you got some common sense and that you haven't.
But you get some houses as a kid, but never an apartment.
Yeah. Well, the one game, and now we're on the tangent here, the one game that I used to enjoy, and don't make any declarations about my character after I tell you this, in college. Now, mind you, I just graduated. When did I graduate college? 2020. Graduated 2020. I did the extra year because of COVID. Wink, wink. One thing we used to do in college that used to piss people off is ding dong ditch. Could you imagine during finals week, you're in there grinding, trying to get your last studies in before you got to wake up and you hear, and then you hear just big burling people running down the hallway. It was me. And I am so happy that I've matured as a young man to where that doesn't excite me anymore. But
I
damn.
Did way worse stuff in college than you, man.
Well,
oh, my God.
I'm
you're so
saying,
innocent.
Well, let's just be real. Ding Dong Ditch is the thing that I can share on air. But, no, in one of the situations, you know, there was a chase. Chase has happened. They need to get that guy on the football field. If that was the case, maybe Bethany wouldn't have went through a 27-game losing streak that they just wanted to be celebrated for over the weekend. My college stunk. You know who doesn't stink? My high school. Shout out to Magruder Colonels, man. Ray Fowle and company. Massive, massive second-round playoff game tomorrow, 6:30 at Magruder. Unfortunately, I can't be there, but I'm there in spirit. I'm there in spirit. I take pride in it, man. And Coach Fowle, if you're listening out there right now, brother, you know we're supporting you. You know we're supporting you. We're up against it. We'll take our first time out in this abbreviated mad sprint to 7:15 as we get you ready for Caps hockey tonight right here on The Fan. When we come back, I will tell you the number one key for the Washington Commanders beating the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow night in prime time. Next, you're on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Still rocking and rolling here on this abbreviated edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge, Mobile and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7:15. Caps hockey coming up tonight right here on The Fan. Caps in Maple Leafs for Old Capital One Arena. Caps looking to make it two straight after a pretty convincing win on Saturday against the St. Louis Blues, 8-1. Alex Ovechkin lit the lamp twice. Connor McMichael lit the lamp twice. When you score 8 goals, ladies and gents, you're doing pretty damn good. Caps looking to move to 11-4 on the young season. And I can't help but think my old pal, the Rooster, Chris Russell, Grant Paulson, some of our Caps marks around here. If you would have asked all of our guys here that do radio on both 106.7 as well as our sister station, the Team 980, whether or not the Caps would have gotten off to this hot of a start, I think maybe the crazy ones would have said, yeah, I saw it coming. But the writing, maybe some folks would say it was on the wall. We saw how good Connor McMichael was last year. He's a year older, a year more mature. And then you saw how active they were this offseason with free agency, trades, and that mentality continuing on Tuesday when they make the deal to reunite with Game 5 of the Stanley Cup hero, Lars Eller. I know he's not going to make his Caps return tonight against Toronto. I would have to think, I don't know, maybe he does shock the world. Maybe, Chris, can we scour the internet and find that out real quick? I'm pretty sure. We mentioned it earlier. I don't think Lars Eller will make his debut tonight. They got a 3-game West Coast roadie coming up at Colorado, at Vegas, at Utah before they come home. I believe that's the week of Thanksgiving. when they come home, and we'll see when he actually makes his debut for the 2024 Caps.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that says the date, so that means it's probably not today.
Probably not today.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Anyways, make sure you keep it locked on the Fan all night long. Dear Caps Hockey. John Walt, Ken Sabern, best of the biz, baby. Speaking of best in the biz, up until Sunday, the Washington Commanders were the best team in the NFC East, and then they ran into the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've talked about it all week long. The struggles offensively for Washington, for my money, is why that team lost the football game. Ironically enough, heading into this week's contest on a short week against Philadelphia, I'm not too concerned about the offense and their ability to move the football, right? We know Quinyon Mitchell is playing tremendous football right now at the cornerback position. Their rookie out of Toledo, holding star wide receivers under 50 yards like it's his job. Well, it kind of is his job. But you get what I'm saying? He has done really well this year for Philly, and their turnaround defensively that we've seen them go through here over the past 6 weeks has a lot to do with old Quinyon Mitchell. But with all that being said, I still think, despite the Eagles being sixth in the NFL in yards per rush allowed, 10th in red zone defense, second in goal to go defense, 10th in yards per play allowed, despite all of that, I still believe Washington has the ability, especially with Brian Robinson making his return to the lineup, I think Washington has a tremendous ability to go into Lincoln Financial tomorrow night and move the football up and down the field. That, to me, is not the problem versus Philadelphia. It's not. That is not the problem versus Philadelphia. The problem Washington's going to have is the problem we thought we solved last week. I know a lot of you want to blame the defense for why they lost to Pittsburgh. Get over yourself. Offensively, they were incompetent for most of the day. It's not why they lost to Pittsburgh. When a team runs it 46 times the way the Steelers did in Washington, you hold them to 3.3 yards a pop, you'll take that 7 days out of the week and twice on Sundays. But against Philadelphia, that problem, stopping the run that Washington's had, it could rear its ugly head once more because Saquon Barkley, for my money, is the best back in the National Football League. Tim and Derrick Henry. But Washington held Pittsburgh to 3.3 yards a pop.
You don't think Christian McCaffrey counts at all now that he's back?
I mean, you got to be available.
I mean, he's back now.
Right now.
He's back now.
He played on Sunday. Did he score?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But I look at Saquon, Derrick Henry, for this year, taking the cake over Christian McCaffrey. Is that a hot take for you? I know we're running out of time here, so let me get to it. My issue, and now knowing that Marshawn Lattimore is not going to play, how does Washington and Joe Witt Jr. choose to defend this Eagles offense? Do you play eight in the box and leave your defensive backs on an island against arguably the best wide receiver duo in football in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? Or do you play two high safeties and let Saquon run the rock all over you in between the 20s? We'll see. Big time game coming up tomorrow. You can catch me tomorrow on our sister station, the Team 981-4, with the Rooster Chris Russell. Caps Hockey, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.